With us today is Chris Michael, Project Manager of Media Access Australia. And Chris is going to tell us about some talking televisions which have been released in the UK and also give us an update on the audio description trial. Welcome, Chris.
Hi, Roberta.
Now, first up, what are these talking televisions all about?
Okay, well, this is quite an exciting new development, I think. Essentially, Panasonic in the UK have just announced that they're going to be releasing 50 new models of digital TV onto the market in the first half of this year, which will have a feature called Voice Guidance on them. Now, this has been developed in association with the RNIB in the UK, and essentially it means that they're talking televisions, which mean they're accessible for blind and vision-impaired people. So the way they work is they speak the on-screen menus, they will tell you what program is on at the moment and what channel you're on at the moment, read out the electronic program guides, and we'll also read out a few other things that are in the various menus in the on the TV. Now, the cool thing is, although they're going to improve it apparently, but although they don't absolutely cover everything that's on screen in, you know, text on screen, if you do wander into a place where the information is not spoken, it will actually tell you that and tell you how to get back to normal TV viewing. So all sounds pretty cool, and these are the first TVs like this that have gone on sale anywhere in the world, so it's pretty exciting, I think.
But that little function about wrong way, go back sort of thing, that's a good thing, because then people won't get totally lost.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's the problem, obviously. If it's not completely supported, then people can get stuck, but they've thought of that. So these are the only digital receivers, apart from this one set-top box available in the UK, and there's the Bush Australia box, which is available here. Apart from that, this is the world first.
And what about the talking televisions? Will they be available here, do you think, Chris?
Well, I'm not sure yet. I think it's quite possible. Now, I've spoken to Panasonic here. They're not quite sure. They just say, oh, we don't know anything. Bring them in and then we sell them. The thing, though, is the way electronics works is pretty well everything that goes on sale here is, you know, a slightly modified version of something that's been developed for overseas. So obviously we've got a slightly different TV system, so they have to modify them. But when they do bring things in, they usually keep the features. So, you know, I would say it's highly likely that some of them will make it out here. And the thing to remember is once these things have been developed, I mean, they just start to be, you know, part of the, people just put them in anyway. Once they're developed, you know, the costs are done. So once these features exist, they tend to just be a standard feature eventually. So I think that will definitely happen.
Yeah, well, maybe by the time we get it, any little tweaks will be tweaked, I guess.
Yeah, well, that's right. Well, as I say, they are saying they're going to improve it to extend it to absolutely everything that can be read on screen. So, yeah, I think
that's something to look forward to.
Yeah.
Now, let's look at the trial. Do we have any more information about the audio description trial?
We do have a little bit. It's sort of coming in dribs and drabs. Mm-hmm. It's been confirmed that it will start in August and that it will be nationwide, which is good because at one point they were saying it might only be the eastern states. but no, apparently it will cover all of Australia. I was speaking to someone from the ABC last week and they said they've just started to do the initial sort of testing of it, integrating it into the ABC's broadcasting system, and that's all going okay. And you also know that it will be a mix of overseas and Australian programs. So one of the things that the trial is aimed at is looking at issues to do with importing overseas audio description files. That's 'cause it's something that's sort of just starting to be done in the world, but hasn't been done much, so there's a few issues to sort out there. But obviously that means that there's going to be a lot more audio description available.
That would be really good. Now, do you know if they are going to broadcast the hours that they said they were going to?
Yes, it's still going to be 14 hours a week.
Oh, that's good. It's a starter anyway.
2 hours a day, yep.
And, of course, the feedback is important too, isn't it?
Yep. And the other thing that we should be getting soon is, in the run-up to it, the government commissioned this company to do a survey of TVs on the Australian market at the moment and find out which ones will pick up audio description, because we do believe there's actually probably quite a few that will. They finished their report at the end of last month, and that is due to be released fairly soon, I believe. So as soon as that is released, people will actually You know, if they want to hear the trial, though, and they're looking to upgrade their TV, they'll know which one to buy.
Well, thank you for all of that today, Chris. Now, if you want to know more about audio description, Media Access Australia have a website, www.mediaaccess.org.au, or you can also contact them at info@mediaaccess.org.au or the one I love because I like to chat, 02-912-6242. I've been speaking with Chris Michael, Project Manager of Media Access Australia, and Media Access Australia are supporters of this program.